What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're talking about group gaslighting with narcissists and toxic people. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist. And welcome to episode 991 of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back. I got the gaslighting guns blasting. The guns are a blasting today. Welcome back, y'all. Yes. Group gaslighting. Woof. I know I tell people that about group gaslighting, and I don't think a lot of people talk about group gaslighting. You know, everybody thinks gaslighting. I mean, not everybody, but a lot of people think gaslighting is just from one person to another. Like, I gaslight you, you gaslight me, I gaslight her, you gaslight him. Everybody's gaslighting one singular person. But to me, what I've seen a lot of times in narcissistic relationship dynamics, that there is a such thing that I refer to as group gaslighting. Yes, there's one main antagonistic narcissistic person here, right? That is the lead gaslighter. Like gaslighting, the gaslighting supervisor, the CEO of the gaslighting complex. Is the CEO of Gaslighting Incorporated. You know what I mean? Gaslighting Incorporated is a corporation, yes, because it's group gaslighting. You see what I'm saying? But this happens because you have a main gaslighting antagonistic person. Let's just say it's me in this situation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm targeting you. I want to gaslight you. I want to make you question your own reality. I want to make you question whether or not what you're experiencing is real. I want you to question your own eyes, your own ears. I want you to question your five senses, right? If I want you to question that, how do I get you to question that, right? How do I do that effectively? How do I get you to question things effectively? Sometimes I'm not enough. Sometimes my voice is not enough. A lot of times it is. But sometimes my voice is not enough, so I need to get other people in on it. So as the CEO, I start to employ other members of this gaslighting corporation. And this is the crazy thing about it is, y'all, these employees could also be victims of my gaslighting because they might not even know the truth. They only know what I've told them. And I could have been planting this seed for a long time. You see, I could have been telling this person bits and pieces for a long time, and I'm just now ready to come out with it. I'm just now ready to speak about it, right? So now, in order to gaslight you, I'm targeting you, right? And I just can't, I don't know if you believe me or if you think I'm lying to you, you think I'm trying to manipulate you. So I employ other people to tell you the same thing. I have other people that are on my side. That could include, like I say, I use the term employees, but this could be my friends or my family members that you are close to, or maybe not close to. You know, this could be your own friends and family members that you are close to. And I might be close to your friends and family, right? They might love me, so they believe me, right? They trust me. So I tell them this gaslit version of the story. They believe me, because I'm telling them already. I've told them already before you had a chance to tell them. So they believe me. And I'm calm, cool, and collected when I'm telling them this story. You might be hysterical. You might be out. You might be just like, I'm just so confused. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm going crazy. You use that language. You say, I don't know if I'm going crazy to your friends or family, my employees. And they're like, look, no, you're not crazy. Lee told us what's going on. Lee said, this is what happened. And, you know, it sounds true. It's like, so you're not really crazy. I think Lee's telling the truth. And I think you're just questioning. Questioning yourself too much. You're overthinking it. Boom, gotcha. Now your friends and family are in on it. So now you're the only person on the outside looking in. So everybody else is thinking, you know, everybody else is already have the same thought process that I do. Everybody's thinking my story is the truth. So you told them your story and they think you're overthinking it. So the group has successfully gaslit you. Now you believe me. Or you don't even have to believe me. You're still questioning yourself. So gaslighting doesn't even necessarily have to have a victor. It doesn't have to. When you get gaslit, to successfully gaslight somebody, you don't necessarily have to get them to choose A or B. Sometimes you can just make sure they don't choose anything at all. Like, they don't choose anything at all. Like, in this space right here. Like, so you still think you're crazy, so you don't hold me accountable for whatever I've done. Because I have other gaslighted employees around that have helped me out, that have helped me perpetuate this story, this lie. And now you're questioning your reality, right? And they don't know any better. So guess what else happens to them? You told them your story. So even though they might believe me or might lean towards me, they might actually believe you. So they are also being gaslit. I told you that they're victims. The only person who really knows the truth is me, is the lead gaslighter. Sometimes the flying monkeys know I'm lying. Sometimes my employees, my Gaslighting Inc. employees, sometimes they already know that my story is BS, but they love me so much. They are my family, my friends. They're not going to turn on me. So they're going to perpetuate any lie I tell them. Hey, buddy. Hey, bro. Look, my girl. I was cheating on my girl last night. You know how we do. We cheat. We cheat together, right? I've never told on you. Hey, so I told her this right here. I just need you to cooperate the story for me, okay? Like, you know I'm lying though, right? Yeah, okay, cool. I'm just like, don't call her right now. That's too obvious. Like, if she calls you, I'm going to talk to her tonight. So if she calls you, then you bring it up. We haven't talked, y'all. I haven't talked to you in a couple weeks, right? I haven't talked to you in a couple days, you know, since this happened. So she'll believe you. Just act surprised. Okay, cool. Got it. Boom. See, my homeboy, and seeing y'all, I'm back. My homeboy, or my homegirl, whoever this is right here, they know I'm a liar, manipulator, cheater. My mom, this is my mom or my dad too. You know, this could be my family member. This could be your family member that's cool with me. We cheat together. You know, we caught each other cheating, so we know. We locked in on this cheating game. So he knows my gaslighting story. I done told him this big elaborate lie. He's going to fill in the blanks for me. So he's not a victim. He knows. You know, he knows I'm lying. The only person, the victim here is you. So now it's a successful group gaslighting. It's multiple people gaslighting you. You know, it's multiple people cooperating this crazy ass story that I've told. It's this fabrication that I've created in my mind. You see what I'm saying? That's what happens in these stories right here. Like, people will lie. That's why I'm just telling you. Don't argue the truth, y'all. Like, Lee, how do we counteract group gaslighting? Because if it's coming from multiple angles and multiple people, it makes it more confusing. That's the point. Write down the truth. Write down the truth of what you know. That's not influenced by anybody else. Not what anybody else has told you. Write down the facts of what you know. Write them down. Don't just tell yourself out loud. Don't say them out loud. Write them down. Record them if you want to. But like, write them down is so much better. Write it down. So you can see it. So it's in front of your face. Because it's hard to deny what you wrote down. Write down the truth. Write it down. You know, write down the truth. Look at the truth. Don't let anybody, this is no outside influence. Unless you have, write down the truth. Put all your evidence in like a pile. Screenshots, video recordings, whatever you have. Put it together. Tabulate it. Without any outside influence. And use the principle or the theorem of Occam's razor. I don't know if Occam's razor is a principle or a theory. If y'all don't know what Occam's razor is, it is it's pretty much saying the simplest solution is the solution. You know, the simplest, what is Occam's razor? It said the syphilis of Occam's razor. So Occam's razor, I know what it is. I just don't know what it actually is. Occam's razor. Occam's razor is a problem solving principle that recommends searching for explanations constructed with the smallest possible set of elements. So it's the principle of Occam's razor is saying what seems true, the most logical thing is the truth. They went out, didn't pick the phone up, and they cheated on you. You see what I'm saying? They didn't come home at 6 o'clock in the morning. They turned their phone off. Their location went missing, and they come home. Hickeys on their neck, scratches on their back, or, you know, handprints on their butt cheeks or something like that, you know. And they, so, and they, but they say they got into a fight in the alley, and somebody, like, so instead of you just believing, just like, okay, you went out, turned your phone off, and cheated on me, and you had some rough cheek clap, a rough cheek clapping session, you know. Instead of believing that, which is the simplest explanation, I choose to believe you. Instead, like, a bum stole my phone, ran off. I chased them down. When I chased them down, I ran into a group of bums. You know what I mean? A group of not necessarily homeless people, y'all. Just bums, like, outside the people just stand outside the club with no money or whatever. They just hate you. You know, they just, you know, whatever. You know, whatever. I'm not trying to be disparaging against anybody, y'all. But a group of Martians. Let's just say Martians. Let's make it crazier. A group of Martians. A group of people outside the club that had on Martian suits grabbed your phone, took off running. And then when you finally caught up with them, it was a bigger group of Martians. Martian-dressed people, right? And they took your phone and took you to a sex dungeon, and they tied you up and made you clap some cheeks. And they only released you at 5:30 in the morning because you told them that you had to get home to your significant other, and they were going to be up worried. Which one do you believe? The simplistic explanation of them cheating on you, or the chasing the alien dressed, the Martian dressed people outside the club? Occam's razor says, believe what you believe. Believe what you saw first. You know what I mean? Believe the cheating, because that's the simplest explanation, y'all. But anyways, y'all, group gaslighting is a thing. What you think about, y'all, this is something I created. This is something I came up with. This is top of my head. So what do y'all think about group gaslighting? Drop a comment, you know, in the comment section with some fire or whatever. Drop a comment. Let me know what you think. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.